and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please be seated. I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." This is Advent Sunday, and we begin this first season of the church year in awkward times, don't we? It seems like every time you and I see each other across this pulpit on the first Sunday of Advent, I almost always say the same thing, that we see and hear the advance of Christmas. And I'm not saying that this is a bad thing, but for people like us, I just say that it's out of season. Christmas is coming, but now is the season of Advent. I request others not make light of those of us who prefer our church seasons. The church offers us the regular change of seasons, those same seasons that nature seems to withhold those of us who make their living on this prairie that we live on. From a Christian perspective, however, believers may well have some ambivalence about Advent, because it is a sure sign that God is coming to earth. Now, some of us have problems with God coming, don't we? Not all believe that it will be a time of rejoicing, as we heard in our gospel lesson. They feel unprepared as they hear even the words of our prayers, things done and left undone. But you know, it doesn't have to be this way. Our psalmist writes, "I was glad when they said to me, 'Let us go to the house of the Lord.'" You see, these words were actually words of encouragement to the faithful. They were written to encourage people to gird up and to rededicate themselves to the service of the one true God. The author offers encouragement for the spiritual journey we are all on, whether we choose to recognize that or not. The spiritual journey available in simply coming to worship. The journey for us through prayer. The journey that begins through seeking and receiving God's peace. You see, all of these disciplines form and mold our individual spiritual journeys towards being a vessel, as St. Paul writes. The discipline of coming to worship after what may be around 3,000 years after this psalm was written, Psalm 122, people need encouragement to worship, perhaps now more than ever. This psalm is about coming to worship and encouraging others to do so when there are so many other things that need to be done and need to be done right now. This is where encouragement becomes so, so important. How often it is that we think that we should come to worship, that we should do something else, that we actually think that worship is okay to set aside for the couple of hours a week that we actually participate in it, even though coming to worship is decreed in our psalm today, 122. We know that when something is a should, we can easily reprioritize it by appealing to common sense as it exists today. It's easy to escape worship by claiming authority over it, by dismissing it with a shrug. Isn't this true? And believe me, everybody will understand. Everybody will understand, because everybody has shoulds in their life that do not get done. I should have done that. I should go see my family. I should go to church, but you know, I'm just out of the habit of it. No. The psalmist offers a corrective to the shoulds. You see, Advent beckons us to be a people of worship. This discipline of prayer that the psalmist speaks of. The psalmist, clear in its elevation of prayer, the city of Jerusalem cries out for prayer in the same way that this very parish fairly weeps for the faithful to return to our knees. prayer is a discipline. And Advent invites us to allow God to reinvent us as women and men of prayer. Not for our sakes, for our victory is assured, but for the sake of the widow, the orphan, those out of work, those who are hungry. Prayer lifts us by moving the focus off of the never satisfied ego that we all have within us. We are freed to worship the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob when the God of me is picked up and set aside. Advent beckons us to be a people of prayer, not only for our well-being, but for the whole state of Christ's church and the world. The discipline of God's peace. Now, peace, I think, is about as misunderstood as Christian love. God's peace is recognized when we begin to give ourselves fully to Him who saves. God's peace is given freely, but we must move ourselves, have ourselves, our souls, our bodies ready to receive it in order to get the full measure of it. Is that not true? God's peace abounds in His creation. It is His, and He gives it abundantly. He pours it on people who seek it. But friends, who does not recognize the value of clearing as many obstacles to its revelation within us as possible? You see, this is the discipline of receiving God's peace. The peace of God is upon this very house of prayer, this very house. Worship and pray in the beauty of holiness to be filled with it. Advent beckons us to be a people of God's peace. There is an art to being a vessel of the divine. We know this by now. By the last two verses of our psalm, all of this comes into very stark focus. It is written, "For the sake of my relatives and friends, I will say, peace be with you. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your good." We are to be a vessel, friends, a vessel. We are told this over and over again in various ways across all books of Scripture. All of the writings that we hold sacred as the very breath of God upon the page tell us that we are called to be vessels of the divine. We see how through the disciplines of simply coming to worship, being a people of prayer, and of receiving God's peace, we are to be the light of the world. We are to be that vessel of light to the world. And it is at this moment, today, on the first Sunday of Advent, we are to reflect on our spiritual journey just closed yesterday, Saturday at midnight. We get to ask ourselves questions. Were we vessels of the divine? Did we make progress? And if we did, what was that progress? Be specific. Was God in Jesus glorified by us being vessels of the divine, imperfect as we are? Imperfect as we are. With God, we begin anew today. God in Christ offers us this wonderful journey of waiting and joyous expectation of His work in us and in our parish of St. Mark's, of receiving Him from He who made us, and of giving away God's blessing and peace to all who come across our path. What a journey this is for those who believe. What grace we have as we get to do the Lord's bidding in our part of Irving. Jesus said, "Behold, I make all things new." He said this on His last physical day here on our earth. He will make all of us a new creation in His service. Let the Lord find us without hesitation in His coming. Let us pray as we wait in great expectation for the miracle that happens in us and in the body of Christ beginning Advent. Will you pray with me? Almighty God, give us grace that we may cast away the works of darkness and put upon us the armor of light now in the time of this mortal life, in which thy Son Jesus Christ came to visit us in great humility, that in the last day, when he shall come again in his glorious majesty to judge both the quick and the dead, we may rise to the life immortal through him who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, one God, now and forever. Amen.